Welcome to Player Pass, your weekly Xbox Game Pass podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Fouché, and I'm here to let you know what games you should be playing on Game Pass this week. This is episode 37. This week we're going to take a look at the third quarter of 2021 and see what Game Pass had to offer us this time around. So we're going to get into a little bit of news first and just hear what's going on in the Game Pass world. And then, like I said, I'm going to jump into this third quarter, look at the games that came to Game Pass and the games that left, and just kind of where I think that Game Pass is right now as we look at what happened in the third quarter, and then as we go into the fourth quarter, which I think could be a very big quarter, that final one of this year. But before we do that, we're definitely going to look back at where we've been. So the first bit of news that I have is the games that are coming to Game Pass and the ones that are leaving, and a little bit more of that kind of stuff. So on October the 7th, that's the day this podcast will come out, we have two games coming out. It's the Procession to Calvary and the Vestige. So the first one of those, both of those are coming to cloud, console, and PC. The Procession to Calvary is a puzzle game that takes these old paintings, like Renaissance kind of paintings and stuff, and a lot of those kind of themes of the Renaissance painting, like war and Christianity and stuff like that. And it, I looked at some of the trailers. It looks like it could be a pretty funny game, but I'm not sure. I know it's just a bizarre cast of characters and perplexing puzzles. So that one's going to be interesting. So then the Vestige is the other game, and that is it's a first-person psychological horror game. This game is going to be terrifying, so I'm not going to be able to tell you much about it because it is one I'm not going to jump into. I looked at the screenshots. It's very dark in atmosphere, and also just how the game is, the themes of the game from what I could tell, and just everything's like a dark gray, even black, just a very dark, bleak looking game. But perfect for October. So if you enjoy that kind of stuff, then that's right up your alley. So October the 12th, there's going to be two more games coming out then. And it's Back for Blood. And this is the same people that created the Left 4 Dead franchise. So they've come back and left nothing to the imagination to show you that it's going to be quite the same as those games. So if you enjoyed those four-player co-op narrative campaign games, then you're really going to like Back for Blood, because it seems like it's going to be more of that kind of stuff. And then it's Destiny 2 Beyond Light is coming to the PC. So those of you that have been waiting on that on the PC end of things can finally be able to jump into that. And then on the 14th are two more games, and that is Ring of Pain. The description says, enter the Ring of Pain, a roguelike card crawler where encounters come to you. Each step around the ring is a dire decision. Go for the loot or backstab a creeping horror. Meet strange friends bearing gifts and treasure. Choose your gear wisely to survive and discover secrets. So this is a game I couldn't find much on. And every now and then, Game Pass does this, where if you look on the app or the Xbox, you won't be able to see these games coming. So that's unfortunate that I couldn't look into that and tell you too much about that one. So the next game that's coming out on the 14th is The Riftbreaker. This is a base building game where you go to this new planet and you're trying to look at it to further colonize. So what you're going to be doing is finding samples and research new inventions to survive. So you got to build up your base, protect it from, it's just hordes and hordes of enemies that are going to be coming at you. So you have to build up your base and be able to protect against that. And you're in this giant mecha suit that you fight in kind of a Diablo style fighting things, but it's more futuristic, of course. So I don't. This one is one I'm interested in and could be a really good game, and I will dive into that one. And then the last game is The Good Life. And this is on October the 15th, and it's available day one with Game Pass. And so this game, I looked into it a little bit, and you're a journalist who you're drowning in debt, and you have accepted a request from the Morning Bell newspaper to uncover the mystery of a small English town. Naomi finds herself far from home in New York in rainy woods, known as the happiest place in the world. So the game looked pretty interesting, and it reminded me of my time in Portia. So I don't know if it's going to be like that at all or not, but it seemed a little bit like that, kind of a simulation game with a little bit of crafting and stuff like that. It could be interesting. I do like simulation games like that, but more so like in the Stardew Valley type game. But that one might be good. Who knows? But that's the ones that are coming to Game Pass. And then there's also a few leaving. I don't see much of too much interesting in the DLC and stuff like that. But there are six games that are leaving, and that's Goner 2, Heave Ho, that's a PC-only game, Katana Zero, Scourgebringer, Tales of Vesperia HD, and The Swords of Ditto. And that last one's PC as well. So I never played any of these except Tales of Vesperia. And that one is an extremely good game if you've never played it. I would urge you to get the discount on that one before it leaves, because that's the definitive edition as well. I've only played the original, so I don't know. I can't talk too much about what has been added to the definitive edition. But I do know that game is really good, and I enjoy it a ton. So those are the games that are coming and going, but there is still some news besides that. And this one you might find interesting if you love shoes, and that's that Adidas is coming out with a limited edition Xbox sneaker. So these look, I can't talk too much about shoes, honestly, because I've just turned 30 and my parents got me some New Balance shoes. So that tells you where I'm at on my shoe expertise right now, so I won't go too much into that, but they look like what I think a good shoe should look like. It's their lime green, like the Xbox, kind of lime green and black with the Xbox logo on the lip right there. So if you like shoes, I would go check that one out. So there's plenty of Xbox stuff that you can get that's not just gaming anymore, and I don't know how far they're going to go with that, but if that's your thing, then there you go. And also, there was another game that was supposed to come out within the next few days, and maybe even supposed to have been out yet now, but that's Moon Globe Bay, but that was pushed to the end of October. So this is that's a fishing RPG, slice of life fishing RPG is what they describe it as. And that's one I think I would really enjoy. So unfortunately, it was pushed back a little bit, but hey, there's plenty of other stuff to play on there. I got a backlog that just keeps getting bigger and bigger, so who knows if I'll ever even get to it when it does get there. But that option will be there later in the month. But yeah, that's about all the news of the week. But the big topic of the week, which it might not take too long for me to go through, but I really did want to look at it, was the third quarter of this year and just how many games were added, how many were taken away. So first thing is just 66 games were added to Game Pass while only 45 were taken away, and that's different than the second quarter when I went through this. There was a lot more games taken away than added, so there's a ton more games just overall that were added. So last quarter there was 49 games that were taken away and 40 that were added. So this time you got 26 more games added than last time and 4 less removed. So that I thought that was pretty crazy. And last time, the ones that were taken away had a... I looked at the average rating for Metacritic of the games that were taken away. This time, it swapped on us. Last time, the higher average was in the games that were taken away, and the lower were the ones that were added. But this time, it swapped. So the average between the 66 games added was a 78% on Metacritic, and the ones that left were 77%. So I know that probably doesn't tell you too much, because that the averages are just kind of all over the place. But it does tell you that we're looking at more quality games, or at least according to these people that rate the games, that more quality games were added than taken away. And there's one game in particular that really messed up the whole thing here, and that was the Space Jam game that was added. So I don't even know. I saw on some list that was people included that into Game Pass, and some list people said that I think you could get that one even if you didn't have Game Pass. So if you take that one away, it bumps the average Metascore critic review up to or the Metacritic score up a whole point to 79% on the average of those games that were added. So that could, I know plenty of us will probably not care to even miss the Space Jam game. But I did also look at the average time that it takes a game to be removed from Game Pass. And so out of those 45 games that were removed, it was 13 months was the average that they would stay on Game Pass before being removed. And that stat's also a little misleading, because there's a few games on there that were taken away that, like Red Dead Online, it only stayed on there for a very short time, maybe like 4 months. It wasn't very long at all. So that like kind of skewed that as well. And that I found that to be really strange, that some games were only there for a little bit. And also something that skewed it was a lot of the PC games left fairly early. They're about sitting around 5 months and they would leave. And these are PC only games. So I found that to be strange. So if you take out the outliers like that, most games stayed on Game Pass anywhere from a year to 2 years. Almost 2 years. Well, there's some games like Blair Witch that was removed. It stayed on there 2 years and maybe a couple days. And then just some other ones that stayed on there longer than 2 years. So and then especially if you take away sports games too, those seem to be taken off of Game Pass much sooner than other games that I would prefer to play really anyway, or can play since I don't play on the PC. So yeah, I was pretty happy to see that. It seems like they're really... And it has felt like this whole time that they've been adding more than they're taking away, but they really dove into that this time. And you have 21 games positive to Game Pass this quarter, rather than the last time we did lose a little more than we gained, but those are also a bunch of sports games. So of these games that left, first we're going to look at the games that came to Game Pass, and look at the ones that really were a big get for Game Pass, in my opinion. And also, if there's some games on here I don't mention, reach out to me and let me know why I might have missed some of those and how important those might have been, or how good of a game they are that I just hasn't really reached me yet and I don't know much about. So some of the ones that were really big to me, the most recent one was, this might not be that big to me, but I think it's a big get, is Marvel's Avengers. I know this game had a lot of lower scores and stuff, and people weren't crazy about it. It's sitting at a 67, so that's not a great score, but it is a AAA game. And that's one thing that people do say every now and then about Game Pass, is that it doesn't have those AAA games. But that is one that those kind of games also, they grow and start to get better as time time goes on. I know games like Destiny and stuff didn't come out with the best reviews and the most polished gameplay, but now people really, really enjoy that game. So maybe that's kind of what we're looking at with Marvel's Avengers. But there's also, let's see, I played a bunch of these games just for a little bit at a time. I downloaded a ton of them. So like Flynn, Son of Crimson, Nuclear Throne, Crown Trick, Craftopia. Those are some I just, a lot of these when they come to it, I download them and at least play a little bit and just see kind of what I think about them. Final Fantasy 13 was one that I really enjoyed being on there, even though I probably won't be playing that one just because it's one that I've already beat before. Let's see. Hades was one of my favorite games that has been added this past time, and that was added in August, but is really, in my opinion, bumped up what kind of games they need on Game Pass. So this one was a huge get. And it's one where I'd been waiting to come to Game Pass, even though I had no idea it was coming or not. I was really glad to hear about that one. A game I didn't know much about, and this one is actually the highest. I still don't know much about it, but it's the highest rated game that was added in this past quarter, and that's The Library of Runia. Maybe that's correct. But this game scored a 95, and I don't know much about it. When I noticed that it scored a 95, I went back and looked at some of the screenshots and stuff. I still couldn't tell much about it, but if you've heard much about that game, let me know. Let me know why that one's such a good game to jump into. Katamari Damacy was added, and I enjoyed playing that one while I did. They also had some old games like Blinks the Time Sweeper. That game came out 19 years ago, and so it's really cool that they are reaching back into what the original Xbox and adding some of those games to Game Pass as well. But going all the way back to July, Bug Fables is a game I played a good bit of and still want to jump back into when I get the chance, whenever I free up some time, because I enjoyed that game. So yeah, those are, like I said, they added 66 games. Omno was one that I played a ton of. That it was a short, quick game that I really enjoyed. That I think I talked about it in one of our earlier episodes for a longer time. So that's a game I would jump into if you haven't already, because it's a quick game and I 100%ed it in probably 3 hours or less. But yeah, I played Chris Tales. That was one I've played a few hours in. But I haven't dove into that one, but it's one I will, whenever I find the time, I'll jump back into that one as well. But just over the past 3 months, like, I want to look back at the value that I find in Game Pass, and I'm able to discover these new games that I would have never played if it wasn't for Game Pass. So like I mentioned, games like Bug Fables, Omno, Chris Tales, Craftopia, like those games are games I would have never played if it wasn't for Game Pass. But now that I have Game Pass, I'm able to just try those out and find out that I actually do enjoy these games and that I'm able to put a ton of time into those without having to worry about pulling the trigger on actually buying. Because there's been games on the Xbox Store for years, say a game like Blue Dragon. So that's one I've wanted to play for forever, but I've seen it on sale for like $5 at times, and I still won't pull the trigger on it, and I've never played the game because I can't just download it. So like these games, even if they were $5 on sale for super cheap, I still wouldn't buy them, and I would totally miss out on them and never play them. But since they're on Game Pass, I just download everything that I'm remotely interested in, and I'm able to play it and enjoy it a lot more than I even imagine. There's also some other games I played this over the past 3 months that weren't exactly released in that time, but like Spiritfarer, that's one you've heard me talk about on here time and time again, that I just keep jumping back into, and I really enjoy that game. I'm glad they added it to Game Pass, But I need to get on it before they actually remove that one from Game Pass, because at the rate I'm playing, we might get to that point before I actually finish it off. And then, like I said, I've been playing Hades like crazy. And that's one I've heard good things about, but I still probably wouldn't have bought it if it wasn't for being on Game Pass. So yeah, I've really enjoyed my time with those games. Now let's go look and see if there was any games that really, I think, really hurt Game Pass for leaving. And who knows, some of these could come back before long, because I think we're finally getting around to where we've seen some games leave and then come back. But yeah, so there were some removed that I was sad to see. And Forza Motorsport 7 was one of the bigger ones, in my opinion, that was that left. But there were some weird things going along with that game. And if you were playing it, you might could have got it for free. I can't remember what the stipulations were on that. Yooka-Laylee, I was sad to see it go, just because I enjoy Banjo-Kazooie, and that game's sort of like that. But I kind of got burnt out on that one pretty quick. But last month it was on Games with Gold, so I went ahead and picked it up anyway. So even though it did leave Game Pass, now I'm able to have it for good through that. Let's see here. Don't Starve Giant Edition was one I downloaded. Hadn't got too much into, but I know some people really enjoy that game as well. It only has a 75 on Metacritic, but I've heard a lot of good things about it. Final Fantasy VII left. That was one that I was definitely sad to see go. I played it a little bit here and there, but I do try to stay away from games I've beaten multiple times for sure off Game Pass, just because there's so many games I've never played on there. The biggest one that probably left was Grand Theft Auto V. I know people were really sad to see that one go, but I think that's one that has been added and left before. So it was only on there for... No, it was on there for 19 months, so it had been on there for a while. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's one they try to renew their contract on that one to get it. The Tourist left. That was a game I enjoyed playing. And one of them I was disappointed to see go was CrossCode. That was a game I was playing at the time, and I didn't get to finish it just because that's a long game. And I kind of got distracted by some other games. But what was that? I said like 5 games out of the ones that left. And a lot of the other ones were just kind of meh kind of games. So I don't think that's so bad. That the games we do lose, even though I talked about their rating was only one critic score below the ones that were added, in my opinion, they weren't the best games either. Ones I didn't miss. But I know that we all have different opinions on that. So there could have been some games on there I didn't even think about that you really enjoyed, but that are gone now. So yeah, I think that Game Pass is moving in a good direction. I think continually getting better, that we're getting more games than are leaving. So the library is just growing. And it's making my decisions harder and harder on what game I should be playing, since I have so many options. But if that's my biggest problem with Game Pass, I think it's in a good place. So yeah, I think this third quarter was pretty good. It wasn't anything huge that like we're going to see in this fourth quarter with games like Forza Horizon 5 and Halo coming out and everything like that. And some bigger first-party AAA titles that are going to come out. And that's going to really be a game-changer for Game Pass, I think. And it's going to be what pulls the most people into it. Because you got a ton of people that there's games on Game Pass they would enjoy a lot if they ever jumped into. They're not going to get Game Pass because of these obscure games that they don't know anything about. And they're only going to go for those like big AAA titles like Halo or Forza. So those games are going to start pulling more people into Game Pass. And I think when people are here, they'll more willingly check out these smaller indie titles that are extremely good, just not in the mainstream. So, other than that, there's not much else I can say about the third quarter. I think it was good, and we'll see what the fourth quarter does from here. And so, I've been playing a few games this week, but not as many as normal. Only three games that I played, so I went back and played some Hades after I talked about it last week. I finished a couple more runs on it. I used a different weapon, was able to complete it on that with the weapon that I'm not necessarily good with. So that was good. It was nice to be able to do that. And I'll continue playing that more and more and just see if I can get to the bottom of the whole story of the game as well. But then I played some Sable. I'm still in the beginning area. I haven't finished it. The game's pretty cool. I like the direction it's going and everything and just how the gameplay is so far. But there's a little bit of... I'm kind of lost in the game. So, like, I can definitely figure out what I need to do, but it's just... it's pretty directionless so far. I don't know. Most games are, like, really simple for me to figure out what it wants me to do next. And this one's just a little more vague. It'll say something like, go to the east and find this. Or it'll be a really quick line and dialogue that's like, you need to go first get this over there and take it to there. And you can miss that pretty easily if you're not paying attention. Which could also be my fault, because one time I was playing it, I was super tired and I was falling asleep playing it. Nothing against the game, I just was really tired. But I'll play that one some more and talk about it when I've actually grasped it a little bit more. And then I played a couple of rounds of Apex. Actually, I did it twice. I played like two different times. One time was good. I won like three games within an hour. And then I played like an hour and a half the next day and didn't win a single one. So that's Apex for you. So, yeah, that's about all that I have for you this week. And I hope you enjoyed the episode. But if you want to get in contact with me, you can find me at PlayerPassPod at Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram on all three. But Twitter's the one that I'll most likely be able to see what you have to say to me as soon as possible and get back to you quicker. Or you could just email me directly at playerpass.xboxgamepass@gmail.com. And then also we'd love for you to leave a 5-star rating and a review, and then just let somebody else know about the podcast as well, and then subscribe so that you can get notified when the podcast comes out. So next week I'll most likely have a not maybe a game review, but a closer look at a game I've been playing lately. Also, if you have any ideas for games you want me to look into closely, just let me know about those, and I'll try to play those and have a review or just a deeper look at those games within the next few weeks as well. But hopefully you enjoyed, and you'll be back here next week, and we'll see you then. Have a good week.